Canto 14, The World Soul. A fragrance wandered in a colored haze, as if the scent and hue of all sweet flowers had mingled to copy heaven's atmosphere. Appealing to the soul and not the eye, beauty lived there at home in her own house. There, all was beautiful by its own right, and needed not the splendor of a robe. All objects were like bodies of the gods, a spirit symbol environing a soul, for world and self were one reality. Immersed in voiceless internatal trance, the beings that once wore forms on earth sat there. In shining chambers of spiritual sleep, past were the pillar posts of birth and death. Past was their little scene of symbol deeds. Past were the heavens and hells of their long road. They had returned into the world's deep soul. All now was gathered into pregnant rest. Person and nature suffered a slumber change. In trance they gathered back their bygone selves, in a background memory's foreseeing muse, prophetic of new personality, arrange the map of their coming destiny's course. Heirs of their past, their future's discoverers, electors of their own self-chosen lot. They waited for the adventure of new life, a person persistent through the lapse of worlds, although the same forever in many shapes, by the outward mind unrecognizable, assuming names unknown in unknown climes, imprints through time upon the earth's worn page, a growing figure of its secret self, and learns by experience what the spirit knew, till it can see its truth alive and God. Once more they must face the problem game of birth, the soul's experiment of joy and grief, and thought and impulse lighting the blind act, and venture on the roads of circumstance through inner movements and external scenes, traveling to self across the forms of things, into creation's center he had come. The spirit, wandering from state to state, finds here the silence of its starting point, in the formless force and the still fixity and brooding passion of the world of soul. All that is made and once again unmade, the calm, persistent vision of the One, inevitably remakes. It lives anew. Forces and lives and beings and ideas are taken into the stillness for a while. There they remold their purpose and their drift, recast their nature and reform their shape. Ever they change and changing ever grow, and passing through a fruitful stage of death, and after long reconstituting sleep, resume their place in the process of the gods, until their work in cosmic time is done. Here was the fashioning chamber of the worlds. An interval was left twixt act and act, twixt birth and birth, twixt dream and waking dream. A pause that gave new strength to do and be. Beyond were regions of delight and peace, mute birthplaces of light and hope and love, and cradles of heavenly rapture and repose.